No matter how you parse the numbers, there's a shortage of pre-K classrooms in Philadelphia. By the city's count, more than 17,000 low- and middle-income kids do not have access to quality, publicly funded pre-K. Money from the new soda tax is supposed to help close that gap, but just because there's more demand than supply doesn't mean parents will necessarily rush to fill those new seats, as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron explains.
Parents, you've been here before. It's 5 o'clock, you're off work. You swing by the daycare center to round up the little guy before jetting home.
I'm here! I'm here!
In other words, you've been in Darlene Williams' shoes.
I am here. Time to go.
Come on, man.
On a recent Monday, Williams' shoes are inside Candy's Kids Learning Academy in Philadelphia's North Kensington neighborhood. It's a small storefront operation, two levels, nearly 30 kids. Her 5-year-old grandson, Amir, started pre-K here 2 years ago when the center opened.
Say bye, Mr. Lawrence.
Bye, Mr.
Is he okay today?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. Have a good day, man.
All right.
Okay, parents, deep breath. It's time for the voyage home. Williams ferries Amir out the door, pivots left, and points to a house about 500 feet away.
Right where those yellow awnings are? So that's where we live at. You see how convenient it is?
No tears, no car seats, no struggle.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. It is very convenient, and I love it.
Amir used to go to a center about a half mile away. The care was good, but when Candy's Kids opened down the street, Williams took an immediate interest.
When I first seen it there, I was like, oh, a new daycare. That's interesting. And then when I went in there, I was like, yes!
When it comes to K-12 education, parents will spend an eternity shopping around for the best school. But pre-K is a different story. Years of research show that folks spend relatively little time looking for early childcare options, often less than a day. And when guardians do choose, they're more likely to prioritize practical concerns like location over quality, which can be difficult to gauge anyways. And that makes perfect sense, says Diane Castelbuono, head of the Office of Early Childhood Education for the School District of Philadelphia.
Anybody who's ever had kids and a 3- and 4-year-old, you know, it's hard getting out the door in the morning. And, you know, walking to school with a 3- or 4-year-old is about 3, 4, 5 blocks, not much more than that.
And this right here presents a problem for big picture planners like Castelbuono.
This is the map.
The map is a layout of Philadelphia dotted with little splotches of colored dry erase marker. And each one corresponds to a pre-K site run by the school district.
This site here, looking good, mark it green. This site here, I think it's a watch site, mark it orange.
The shades signify how full each site is. And amid the swirl of colors, there's a lesson about the chaos of trying to track pre-K enrollment patterns.
You know, here, for example, there's a red and there's a green, and they, you know, are 4 blocks, 5 blocks from each other. Here's a red and a green, and they're 6 blocks from each other. And that's where you really have to get into the neighborhood and say, what is happening?
When parents prioritize convenience, it can become really hard to match supply and demand. Say a new apartment complex goes up. Demand skyrockets, but only in a very specific neighborhood. And since most low-income parents are eligible for federal or state pre-K subsidies, there really isn't much of a difference in out-of-pocket costs between centers. So the trick, then, is putting pre-K seats in the exact places where parents will actually use them.
You really have to get pretty granular.
The city of Philadelphia wants to add 10,000 high-quality pre-K seats over the next 5 years. So how will officials make sure those slots don't lie fallow? For starters, says Ann Gemmel with the mayor's office, the city is going to do a lot of that detailed mapping.
We're not likely to partner with a provider that is, you know, located in an area that's already really well served. So that's a huge factor, but it's not the only factor.
The city also plans to reach out to families to convince them to think a little differently about choosing childcare.
You know, we're also working, building on the efforts of the previous administration to raise awareness around quality and the importance of quality and give parents the tools to recognize quality so that, you know, more parents would think about going a little bit out of their way.
And in this case, going a little bit out of the way could make a big difference for the city's ambitious pre-K push. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.